The Cubs taking on the Reds at Wrigley Field. Pre-game, the Cubs paying tribute to fallen Navy SEAL David Warson. Pick up the action, 1-0 Reds, bottom of the first. Bases loaded for Anthony Rizzo facing Homer Bailey.
Bailey from the stretch, the pitch to Anthony. Swing and a drive, left field, it's deep. Back goes Jeanette, it's a grand slam. Anthony Rizzo with a grand slam to the opposite field. Cubs lead 4-1.
And the 0-1 to the right-handed batter, drilled in the air, left center field and deep. Back goes Schwarber, back near the wall, and it's a two-run home run. A breaking ball, Adam Duvall lofting one into the stands over the 368 sign, and just like that, this ball game is tied 6-6. The stretch for the 0-1, and it hits Ben Zobrist. He gets hit in the leg, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. The first base umpire, Chris Conroy, is saying that Zobrist tried to bunt at the pitch.
Oh, my God.
And therefore, it's going to be a strike. And Joe Maddon is arguing with Conroy. This is about as mad as you'll ever see Joe Maddon.
Well, I understand this. How in the world could you say bunted at the ball when the ball was thrown basically behind him? This is unbelievable. I just have never seen anything remotely close to this ever.
The runners will have to go back to first and second.
Wow.
And Ben Zobrist is still up. And the count now is 0-2 on Ben Zobrist. Instead of a hit-by-pitch that would have loaded the bags, still nobody out, runners at first and second is the pitch. And Ben hits a little chopper toward third, fielded by Peralta, throws to first just in time. Runners advance to second and third. Same effect as a bunt, good play by Peralta. And now the potential winning run at third base.
And the pitch on the way. Bryant takes
a ball, it gets away. Here comes Baez. He scores. Cubs win. A wild pitch. Cubs win the ball game.
The Cubs win for the third time in four games, taking it 7-6. John Lackey with his first stolen base of his 15-year career. Joey Votto's streak of getting on at least twice in a game snapped at 20 straight contests, one shy of tying Ted Williams' record. The Cubs win a wild one over the Reds. Manager Joe Maddon, who was ejected in the ninth inning, spoke after.
Listen, I don't even know what to say about that call. That is, I mean, we've had different things happen, and I've been playing really good in the sandbox, really good, and I'm not right now. That play, that call cannot be made under those circumstances. The guys, I can understand, you know, if the guy's actually swinging, and all of a sudden you get like a check swing, but he's bunting and then trying to get out of the way, and you're going to call it a bunt? I mean, there's no way any hitter in that under those circumstances with the ball coming at his thigh is going to bump through it and then get hit in the thigh. That's asinine. So for me, Major League Baseball, that call, and that really almost did cost us the game. Fortunately, we came back. They made their wild pitch, but I've been playing good in the sandbox. That was wrong.
That can be discretionary umpire call to review.
But yeah, I mean, so there's got to be something on that. There's got to be some. I mean, again, I know the instant replay is not perfect, but that all these little minutiae need to be looked at as we move this thing along because that impacted the game. That's bases loaded, nobody out. It's a different at-bat for them, or it's a different thought for their pitch. Everything's different. The world rotates differently at that point. Whether it's second and third and one out, or if it's bases loaded, no out, it's an entirely different thought process. And to influence a game like that is wrong. And listen, the guy's a good guy. I think he's a good umpire. But I'm not going to concede consistently to these guys. You can't make that mistake like that.
Worry about being fine.
Did I make that emphatically enough?
You worry about being fined?
Of course. No, I don't worry about it. I'm going to, and that's fine. Hopefully I'll get to send it to some charity.
So how about Johnny was good?
Johnny was really good. John was outstanding. What, six innings? About 95 pitches. He finished strongly against a really tough part of their batting order for him. So I was really happy to see that for him. He was pretty gassed with all the base running.
At least he got out of there. What was going on with him in the first couple innings? Was he cramping?
Or? No, with John. Yeah. I thought he was just like being quick to the plate, like almost like jumping the ball up there. Then all of a sudden he started staying back and made better pitches. Apparently he had a great bullpen. The guys told me in the bullpen, man, I don't know, but that was really good. And then tough start, missing the walks, really uncharacteristic for him. But who competes better than he does? It's all about competition, competing. That's what Johnny does. It's unfortunate he does not get that win tonight. He deserved the win tonight. But competitively speaking, I wish, you know, all of our guys would take notes.
John Lackey picked up his first career steal in the victory. He talked after the game.
Probably experience, you know, being through some tough ones before. It's definitely, you know, didn't have a good feel, you know, the first two innings, obviously. Had really no breaking ball, and then kind of found that as we went along, and things got a little better.
It seemed like you took some time, you know, to adjust, stepping off the mound, going to the rosin, just kind of thinking it through. Is that how you get it back?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got to try to make a pitch, because there was a couple times I was in some tough spots, you know, early on a couple times, and was fortunate enough to, you know, make a couple good pitches. Schwarber with a great throw to home plate really helped me out. And then, you know, score four runs in the bottom of the first. That kind of helps out quite a bit.
I guess you just throw on base?
When I got the hit, Hyder was like, you want to steal a base? Because they've been playing. And I was like, heck no, I'm tired. But then after the first pitch, nobody was really watching me. It looked like it was pretty easy, so I just went ahead and went.
And then what happened once you got the second?
I made two bets. One worked, one didn't. I had 3-2 pitch with the MVP on deck. I was betting on a strike and a swing. I was trying to score.
So where do you stand with Lester now in the season wagers?
That's none of your business.
Joe said before the game that this is the best he's seen you pitch in the last 2 years. Would you agree with that, the way that?
I was pretty good in the first half last year. I don't know if I would agree with that.
He also was talking about if you finish strong, the possibility of you coming back, maybe not retire, maybe even coming back here.
I haven't said anything about retiring.
Would you be open to something like that if you finish the season strong and feeling good?
I'm just playing baseball, taking it one start at a time. We'll see what happens. That'll be a family decision at the end of the year.
Had a lot of close games here recently. Winning them are obviously the most important part. How does that help you guys going down the stretch? Because you're going to play some big games here and hopefully the postseason as well.
We can't think too much about the postseason right now. We've got to try to win every night. We're in a tough division race and just need to play quality baseball and just do what we can do. His streak.
He was trying to getting on base like twice. If he would have gotten on a second time, he would have tied to 4 games, which isn't bad company.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. I mean, he's a guy, he's tough to pitch to. He's one of those guys, if you hold him to a single, you call it a win.
Have you ever seen Joe that mad, and you guys appreciate the way he has your back on a call like that?
That's one of those you need to get thrown out on, for sure. There's sometimes a manager needs to go.
The series against the Reds concludes on Thursday. John Lester on the hill.